I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For though my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
Though my life you have been so good. Every breath that I am able,
hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. How about that? His goodness is running after me. Everybody that's listening, just say that. His goodness is running after me. God's goodness is chasing after me. God's goodness is chasing after me. Hallelujah. What a profound vision to have. What a profound song to sing, the goodness of the Lord. Good evening, and welcome to a tribute to Ava. I thank God for this opportunity and this holy, sanctified, dedicated to God platform to minister the goodness of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's all about him. I'm Grandmom, great Grandmom Linda tonight. I'm not God's seer, not his prophet. I'm not his preacher, his teacher. I'm great Grandmom Linda tonight. That's how God gave it to me. I give him all the praise, honor, and glory tonight. I'm not going to keep you long. I know this is November 22nd, 2023, the eve before Thanksgiving. Even in a loss, we can give God thanks. And I've come to you tonight to give God thanks, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. For all that he has done for me. It's something to think about, his goodness chasing us down. It says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness and mercy were following you and me when we did not have a personal relationship with Jesus. Can't you tell when you think back over your life that if it hadn't been for the Lord sparing your life, pulling you out of things, leading you, or somehow saving your life when you had not even given your life to Christ, we give him all the glory, honor, and praise tonight. So this is a tribute to Ava. Ava Ariana is her name. And I'm honored to tell you about her. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, he says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Do you know that God handpicked your mother? And he selected your father. And he found that so vitally important for us to see it just like this. When he put it in his Ten Commandments, honor your father and your mother, that your days will be long upon the earth. And this is the first commandment with promise. And because Jeremiah says that God spoke to him and said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. That means I knew your mother. I knew her womb. I knew your father. And I knew how this was going to happen. And that's how God revealed Ava to me years before she was conceived. And this is Ava's story. In a dream, years before Ava was conceived, God showed me this little baby girl wrapped up in a blanket, laying on my sofa. The sofa that I'm sitting on right now. I had never seen it at that time. I didn't know where I was, but I knew there was a little baby girl wrapped up in a blanket laying on my sofa. I picked her up and I held her in my face. She had such a pretty brown little face.
with gorgeous hair on her head, and I kissed her on her face, and I said, this is your grandmom, this is your great-grandmom, Linda. And the dream ended. So I knew that when I had said those words, great-grandmom, that I knew that there was coming forth a little baby girl from one of the loins of my grandsons. I have two grandsons. I thought it might have been my youngest grandson because he's a little browner than my oldest grandson. Nevertheless, Ava was years later conceived. And it was my oldest grandson's little girl, Xavier. And he was so excited. And I said, oh, you're going to have a girl because God showed it to me in a dream. And he said, oh, Granny, I want a boy. I want a boy. I want a boy. I said, okay, well, we'll see. And sure enough, the ultrasound showed him and Kiara that they were having a girl. You know, God knew way before we were born that we were going to be born and whose womb we would come out into the world from. And I say that to say that the closer you get with the Lord, he wants you to know what's going on. He wants to reveal these things to all of us. He didn't have to show me Ava years before she was conceived. That wasn't anything that was on my mind most of the time, or unless I've asked God in my prayer time of something and he reveals the answer in a dream, I usually don't even have it on my mind for him to reveal anything to me in my dreams. Nevertheless, he revealed Ava. And the best part about it was I got to see her little face, not knowing that no one else would ever see her. So my grandson, Xavier, was getting excited, and he sent me pictures of the baby reveal party. And if you're streaming in from the website, you could see the baby reveal pictures on the website and all the ultrasound pictures. And today I want to say is my grandson's birthday, Xavier's birthday, Ava's dad. And I think Xavier would have made a really good dad. And we talked about it. And Kiara and Ava being a part of our family. And last week, I got a text message from my daughter saying that Kiara had a miscarriage and that Xavier was so broken. My daughter was broken. I was at work. So I was just trying to console her and comfort her. And I thank God that I was on my break and I had the time to comfort her. And so going the rest of the week last week, two more days with this grieving in my spirit, and I didn't want to contact my grandson, but through text messages, because I knew he was overwhelmed and he just needed his mother at that time. So I just prayed. So Saturday morning, I got up and I knew that this was my time to just grieve before the God that breathed life into Kiara's womb and began to form Ava. And I also knew that no matter how little she was or how she was forming, that the presence of my grandson next to Ava's belly, that next to Kiara's belly, that Ava could feel her daddy's presence. And I shared that with Xavier in a text message just to comfort him. When God breathes life into us and he forms us in our mother's womb, none of us remember that we were in a dark place right there where God formed us. And then we come out into an unfamiliar place at the time of birth. But God, in his almighty wisdom, desired to have Ava back at his side. So on Saturday morning in my prayer time, I just cried out to God. A lot of my tears were because God just honored me as the matriarch of this family. He honored me as the great-grandmom of Ava in revealing her to me years before she was conceived. You know, God can reveal to you what's going to happen in your life next week, next year, if you get so consumed with him and nothing else matters and nothing else and no one is more important but your fellowship with him, he'll treat you like that. So I'm sitting in my prayer chair in my room under my prayer shawl, just crying and crying and talking to God. And he gave me this vision of Ava. And I saw her standing next to Jesus. He had on a long white robe and she had on a little white robe. And her hair was in two ponytails. And her hand was wrapped up in Jesus' robe. And she looked up at him and she said, "Jesus, was that my great-grandma Linda?" And Jesus said, "Yes." And the vision left. And I cried all the more because those were the exact words that I said to her when God showed her to me in a dream, when I picked her up and looked in her little face and I kissed her and said, "I'm your great-grandma, Linda." So God comforted me at that time and he spoke to me before I got out of my prayer chair. And he said, "You're the only one that has seen her." So the Holy Spirit placed in me to do this podcast this evening as a tribute to Ava. My grandson doesn't know that I'm doing it. I don't think he's healed enough or ready enough. But after he finishes celebrating his birthday today and I talk to him in another week or so, or whenever my daughter and I decide to share this podcast with him, I'm going to do it. That it will be a blessing to him, letting him know that Ava has taken a part of him to heaven with Jesus. So I wanted to especially share Ava's story because it's part of my family, this story. She's part of us. Isn't it something how people are born into this world and they live their life without Jesus? And they find themselves, their life has ended and they wake up in hell. And here, God breathed life into Kiara's womb and formed a little girl that Kiara named Ava Ariana. And she came from heaven with her little spirit. And God called her back to heaven. She didn't have to deal with the outside world, with all the evil and the wickedness, with all the turmoil and the disasters, with all the hate. God said, I'm going to give this family a glimpse of the most purest way that everybody has felt at some time in their life, being formed in their mother's womb. How much more respect does God expect us to give our mother and our father through life? Because he is the giver of life. And I'm not keeping you long on the air tonight. I appreciate my friends dialing in, my friends that are streaming, and I'm blessed and honored to be found favor in God's sight, to be called the great grandmom to Ava, and that she spoke my name in heaven right next to Jesus, her Lord and Savior. It really intensifies the mindset of being a soul winner to me, because she didn't have to go through life and give her life to Christ. She came from him and went back to him and has eternal life just like that. Jesus died on a cross for her, and she gets to know him just like that in heaven. So if you know someone that would be encouraged from this podcast, a tribute to Ava, share the link with them. I thank you again for joining us. Every day is Thanksgiving to me. No matter what I'm going through, no matter the difficulties and the challenges, no matter the hardships and the battles, I know that the Lord, God Almighty, Adonai Elohim, is on my side. What kind of God do we serve that would let a great grandmom see a little girl that never reached outside her mother's womb, and then following Christ taking her back, Jesus taking her back, he gives me a vision of Ava standing next to him. You can't get no better than that. Hallelujah. Nobody had to pray for Ava to get saved. And I thought about her being in heaven with my mother, my grandmother, and all the family members that have gone to heaven, that Jesus would introduce Ava to. So I thank God for putting this on my heart to do. I was pressed to do it. I couldn't even go throughout the rest of my Saturday. I left my bedroom, got right on my computer, and began programming this program. my grandson Xavier, for me, I desire for him a closer relationship with Jesus. So I ask right now that you all would pray for him, that you would heal him, as well as Kiara. I never had the opportunity to meet her family, but both of them need prayer more than Ava. And I thank God that he chose to introduce me to her. What a gratifying, what a reward. I don't know how I earned that. I don't know why God thought that up for me, but I give him praise. There just has to be something in the heart of God that each one of us need to touch his heart for him to do these type of things for us. He'll do it for you if he did it for me. Those that are you that are listening could have children, grandchildren, or close to some young people that you commit to Christ and ask God to help you to guide them along the path of righteousness where they would resist the devil and hate what God hates and love what God loves. That overwhelms Jesus. It has nothing to do with giftings. It has nothing to do with spiritual gifts. It has everything to do with the heart. Implore every listener to maintain a pure heart. And if you don't think your heart is pure, ask God to show you your heart. Like I ask him several times during the week, show me my heart, Lord. Show me if there's anything in there that I need to get out, get rid of, renounce. Do it for his glory. And he will show you just how to get it out. So I just give God all the praise, honor, and glory tonight. I thank you for listening. I thank God for a pure heart and clean hands. That's what he requires of us, to maintain a pure heart and clean hands. And you have heard Ava's story, from my heart to yours. And I want to pray for my family right now and for your family. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just lift up every listener on the broadcast live tonight, and everyone that will listen on demand. And I ask God that you will pour out your spirit upon our flesh, the flesh of our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. Give them guidance and direction as only you can do. Give us wisdom in how to raise them. And Lord, if there's a mother that's listening that's had a miscarriage, Lord, we speak healing and wholeness to her heart right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that whoever ever listens to Ava's story from Gatekeepers Global Podcast, I ask God that you would minister the wealth of your word to them and your Holy Spirit to bring healing and strength. So, Father, we thank you that tomorrow is Thanksgiving, but we give you thanks every day. And I give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory in the name of Jesus. I didn't want to say this, but my computer shut down, but I know that the broadcast is still on. Just hold on 1 second. Ever since I programmed this podcast to be on tonight, for 2 days ago, the enemy just really attacked my laptop. And I couldn't get it working right. And today I turned it on and it wasn't working right. There you are. So I just bless God tonight. If there's anybody on the line that has something to say, I'm not going to be long-winded any further. I would ask you to press 1 if you would like to share something that has happened in your life or in your family. I'll open your mic right away, and you could share something, or you could pray or have a comment. I want you to know that when God gives dreams and visions, that's part of God's nature. He was the biggest dreamer that we'll ever have a relationship with. Genesis describes him. So right now I'm going to, since no one has any words of encouragement or anything to say, and if you do, just press 1 and I'll open your mic so you can say it and share. Nevertheless, I know people are cooking tonight, and I said I wouldn't be that long, but someone just put their hand up.
My name is Muriel Jackson.
Yes. Hi, Muriel. How are you?
I'm fine. I want to send my condolences to Xavier and to Kiera, and of course to you. And it's just a blessing to know that Ava is in the arms of Jesus. And we just thank God for that, and thank God that he gave you that vision and then burned to reality. And even though she never reached the 9-month period, still, she's with the Lord. God knew her before she was in her mother's womb. So we just thank God for his grace and mercy upon you and your family, that he could continue to comfort all of you all and keep you and strengthen you during this time in the name of Jesus. Just want to say that to extend my condolences to you and your family.
Thank you, Muriel. This is my spiritual mother, Muriel. And she has been a comfort to me. She has wisdom from the throne room of God. And she has never failed me. And I love her dearly. I'm not going to tell you her age, but
yeah,
God blessed me to know her many, many, many years ago, the first year I got saved.
Yeah.
And she's been in my life, and God has used her mightily. And when you call someone, your spiritual mother or spiritual father, they need the wisdom from Almighty God. She's never led me to do anything that would not honor God. She's always helped me to filter my thoughts and what I say. She doesn't always agree with me, but she has a certain kind of way of being supportive and loving in everything I've shared with her, and she listens and gives me biblical guidance and biblical wisdom and wisdom from God, the Holy Spirit. So thank you, Muriel. I received that, and I appreciate your prayers. God bless you.
Yes, and I thank you because you've been such a tremendous friend to me, Linda, in all these years. I thank God that you are such a vessel unto honor, and God is using you, and I love that. And I love your love that you have for the Lord, and that he will continue to bless you and keep you in every situation and circumstance, as he's already doing in Jesus' name. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else have something to share or say? So I'm going to take this broadcast. And once again, I'd like to say to you, let the goodness of God chase you down. That's a thought to behold, isn't it? I mean, everything else is chasing us down. We need the goodness of God to chase us down.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me.
Hallelujah.
All my days I've been held in your hand.
Hallelujah.
From the moment that I wake till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Think about it. Hallelujah.
And all my life you have been so, so good.
Yes.
With every of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah.
I love your voice.
Yes, get to know
you. You have led me through the fire.
Yes, Lord.
In darkest night.
I love your
you
voice.
You are close,
Lord,
like no other.
Hallelujah. I can't live.
I've known you as a father.
Every day. Hallelujah.
I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Thank you,
oh, yes, you have.
Hallelujah.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am made. The goodness of God.
Hallelujah.
Your goodness is running after, running after
thank
me.
You, hallelujah.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender
yes,
now.
Lord.
I give you everything, oh Lord.
Your thank you, Lord. Thank you for
it. All my life you have been faithful. Mm-hmm. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just wanted to say it's something that this story of Ava's can encourage a lot of young mothers and a lot of middle-aged mothers. The fact that they could visualize and come to understand in a great and mighty way how God focused on their womb to breathe the breath of life from that only God can give into a womb of a mother. It'll put the mindset of abortion to death, that the mother would go to full term and desire to bring this baby out of her womb and raise her in the goodness of God. And those that would be a little less fortunate could come to understand from listening to this podcast that even that baby in the womb knew, this is my mommy, this is my daddy. And God, in his almighty wisdom, he can do what he wants when he wants to do it. Take a child, for whatever reason, bear her life of this horrible world. To think about it, I would never want to bring a child into this world, but it is what it is. They're popping out left and right every day. So I thank God for how he revealed Ava to me and how he showed me to bring me comfort about where Ava is now, and that's with him. So I thank you, Muriel and Joni and Carol and all of those that are listening, Bishop Bronson, my other spiritual kids that are probably streaming in, my friends, my relatives that are listening in tonight, thank you. Thank you for being a part of this and a part of my family. Thank you for your prayers. God bless you. And I usually always end the podcast by saying, only what you do for Christ will last. God bless you. And have a great Thanksgiving. Let it be special where you think on the goodness of God and talk to him about how good he was and thank him for how good he is. God bless you. Good night.